Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today we are going to talk about why we search for ways to do the things in life that we want to do, but then when we find the answers, we still don't do the things. But first, if you're new here, welcome. It's so good to have you here. And if you are not new here, welcome back. I'm so glad that you are here as well. So a while ago, one morning in the shower, because that's where all the best thinking takes place, I was thinking of how many times in my life I'd said the phrase, "Just tell me what to do and I'll do it." And then I had a conversation recently with a friend and we discussed the same thing. So why do we search for someone to tell us what to do to achieve the goals we have or to give us a proven system, but then we still don't do those things? And some examples that I thought of in areas that I've done this is in my health journey. I've worked with two different holistic doctors. I've tried several different ways of eating. I even did a poop test to check gut health. I did a DNA cheek swab to find out how to eat and also how to exercise, but I'm still overweight. And the thing is, I have so much knowledge about health and nutrition. I'm precision nutrition certified. I'm also a health and life coach through the Health Coach Institute. I used to be an instructor for Revelation Wellness. Guys, I wrote a freaking book about how to lose weight. And I've coached clients that lost weight, but yet I'm still overweight. Another example is I have a coaching business that's just not what it could be. I have all of the, like, just tell me exactly what to do information, and I don't do it. Like, I've spent so much money on these different programs. Another thing is I've had so many network marketing businesses that if I would do them, could help so many people. I still use many of the products that were in those businesses, yet I don't build the business anymore. And the last one I was in, I had extremely specific, very detailed, done for me free training and daily to-do list, which is what I always complained about that I didn't have. But I had the daily to-do list that made my mentor six figures within 8 months. And I didn't do it. Well, I didn't do all of it. I didn't do it 100%. I did do some of it, and I had more success with that company than I've had with any other. So there is something to be said for that. But again, eventually I gave it up. I have all of the step-by-steps of what I should do every day to launch and grow a Facebook business page and a membership group. Yeah, I don't do it. But I've had some major soul searching happening in the last couple years. And when I say major, I mean major. I've said this so many times before, but I'm just so sick of being where I am. And I realized the morning in the shower and also in the chat with my friend that this tell me exactly what to do is just an excuse that lets me off the hook. Like, it just lets my brain say, I don't know what to do, so I don't want to do the wrong thing, so I'm just not going to do anything. Or I don't want to pour a ton of time into this, just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks. So I just don't do anything. So it's basically just an excuse. And then I just never really make headway on any of my goals. And as I've mentioned before, I tend to buck the system or to swim upstream or however you want to say it. So the minute that I find the system that tells me exactly what to do and there's something about it I don't like, I just start to backpedal. Like, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to find my own way. That doesn't feel right or that's uncomfortable. So I'm just not going to do that. And it's not necessarily that I don't believe in what they're telling me. It's just that I need the freedom to adapt what worked for them to how it will work for me. And there's not many mentors that give you that option. So in these programs I've been in, when push comes to shove, I just bail, for lack of a better word. But I have found some ways that I can finally actually do the things that I have laid out in front of me. And so I'm going to share five of them. These obviously are not all inclusive of the steps that you could take to move towards your goals, but I'm going to share five of them. And these steps can be applied to any area of your life. It doesn't just have to be health or business or whatever. You can apply them to whatever it is that you're trying to move towards. And so the first one is to start habit stacking. And I can't remember who does this. It might be Atomic Habits from that book. This is where you take something that you already have a habit of doing, and then you add your new developing habit to it. So for an example, you already brush your teeth. So if you're going to add in some supplements, you could take them right then. Or if you are already eating breakfast, you could add in that first cup of water for the day and get that in. Or maybe you're packing your kids' lunch. So at the same time, you could also pack yourself a healthy option. So those are some ideas of how you can take something that you are doing every day, that habit, and add your new habit to it until that becomes a habit as well. Number two is to celebrate small wins. So the first thing I do with my coaching clients when I start each session with them is ask them what is going well. And a lot of times they'll hem and haw and think that there's not a lot going on, but as they start to really think about it and to start with some little things, they usually end up coming out with several. And so this practice of focusing on small wins puts the focus back on what you're doing right and takes the focus off of where you may not have hit your goals already. I just talked to a client the other day, and she had told me things that had happened since I had talked to her back in the spring. And I said, well, you've come a long way since then. And she kind of paused and said, you're right, I have. Like, it seems like being in the thick of it, like, so many things have been happening that it's been forever. But she said, when you look at it like that, when you said that, it really hasn't been that long in the grand scheme of things. So just celebrating those small wins and the things that you did do to move yourself forward are going to keep you in that positive mindset and frame of mind and just give you the desire to keep pushing forward. Number three is to find anchors. Another thing that I do with my clients is this thing we call anchors. And an anchor is something that you will see every day that will remind you of the goals that you have set. So it can be anything. It can be a ring that you see every day, or a bracelet, or maybe a picture that you see every day, or maybe a tattoo. I'm just trying to think of some of them my clients have used. Sometimes it's a sticky note on the fridge or a sticky note on your mirror in the bathroom, but it's just something that will stop you, stop your thought pattern several times a day, and then you can ask yourself, did I accomplish my goal today? Am I on the track to accomplishing my goals today? Does this choice put me closer to my goals? So finding an anchor is something that constantly will bring you back to that place you're trying to get, or towards that goal, every day by keeping it in the forefront of your mind. Number four is to put it in your schedule. If you genuinely want something, you're going to make time for it. You find time or make time for the things that are truly important to you. So if your goal is truly important to you, whether it be to drink more water, to work out several days a week, to read a book or to read more in a book, to make a post for your business, whatever that is, if you put it in a daily planner, you're more apt to get it done because it's already there. You're going to see it. And if you're like me, you like checking off boxes. So that works for me both ways as well. And then number five is to give yourself some grace. And negative self-talk doesn't help you. And it actually can hurt you when it comes to habit change or meeting your goals, because you're not going to be perfect. There are going to be days where you don't do what you want to do or things that you have scheduled. And if you get in your head about that, you know, this is how you always do it, and you always fail, and you never follow through, and you're not diligent about anything, that can actually just take you way back down to where you have to start over. So just giving yourself some grace and saying, I messed up on that, but, you know, if it's meals, I messed up on this meal, but the very next meal I'm going to do better. Or I didn't do that post for my business today, but tomorrow I'm going to make sure that I get that done. It's just staying in that positive mind space and giving yourself some grace that you're going to make some poor choices. And according to Dr. Caroline Leaf, it takes 63 days I believe that's what it was. It's something around there, something in the 60s. But it takes that long to change a habit or to create a new one. So when's the last time that you committed to something for 63 days? You know, everybody says 21 days, but it actually takes three times that for you to make a new habit. So keep that in mind next time there's something that you're wanting to change. Give yourself some time and give yourself some grace when you mess up. So when you make a choice that doesn't line up with your goals, be curious about it. Ask yourself why you made that choice. Does it move you closer to your goals or further away? Maybe you're getting some sort of reward for not following through with what you say you want. And you can actually go pretty deep on that point. Because sometimes the reward that you're getting for not following through is not a reward that's pleasant or a reward that you'd actually want. But for whatever reason, it's keeping you stuck in that place. It may seem counterintuitive, but being kind to yourself is actually going to leave you more open and able to stick with developing the habits you desire. And I said there was five, but I do have a bonus for you. And that's just to decide and to do it. Taking action is the best way to continue to be in action, to get in a groove or to get in a rhythm. And starting something is always the hardest. So as simple and as easy as it sounds, you just have to decide and then start and then just keep making the next right decision and the next right decision. So I'm curious if this resonated with you. Do you tend to look for somebody to give you a path to doing something or to getting closer to your goals, but then you still don't follow it? I get it if you do, because obviously, like I said before, that was totally me. If you would like help in this area, go ahead and schedule an Unstuck session with me. The link is down in the show notes. And my coaching, I don't tell you it works for me. If we get stuck and you're looking for options, I may share things with you that has worked for me, but I don't ever push that on you as something that you need to do. I believe that you know what you need to do, and we dive deep into that. If you really think that you don't know, we can go down that road as well. But I am a firm believer that you have everything within you to achieve your goals. And sometimes you just need help from an outside source to help you see it. So I hope this gave you a good starting point today, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.